Well, our theme verse over the last several weeks has been John 3:16, and we'll read that. 2 weeks ago, we talked about the best gift and God's generosity and that generosity flowing through us. Last week, we talked about God's forgiveness and receiving that forgiveness and giving forgiveness. And both of those messages are on our website, goodnewsaugusta.com. And check out those messages, I think, outstanding. But we'll continue with that. Let's read John 3:16. It says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And, you know, this is the heart of the gospel. This is the heart of God, his love for us, not wanting any to perish, but for us to have eternal life. And in the way he met that need and answered our, you know, deepest need that we had was through his Son, Jesus. He sent his Son into the world. And that's what Christmas is all about. It's about the coming of Jesus. Now, I was raised in a good home in St. Paul, Minnesota. Just up there a few days ago. Well, I called my family on Thanksgiving Day, and it was 5 below 0. So, do you know how blessed you are? It was a little warmer up there when I was just up there a few weeks ago, and there was snow on the ground. But it was good to see everybody, and I stayed with my mom and saw my brothers and sisters. I have 2 brothers and 2 sisters, and I'm the 4th child in the family. And again, it was a good, raised in a good home, good Catholic family. St. Paul, Minnesota is Catholic country. 65 to 70% of that city is Catholic. And so my whole world was Catholic. I went to Catholic schools, Catholic grade school. I went to a Catholic military high school. Now talk about having fun. Nuns and Christian brothers and military people. That's a setup for a disaster there. And so I was baptized in the church. I was confirmed at 14. Went to confession. Talk about doing something exciting. You should try going to confession. How about we set up some appointments after service today? Of course, I never told everything. But it did feel good after I got the Father's blessings and walked out of there. But I found myself at a tough spot at the age of 19. I was attending a state school in Minnesota called St. Cloud State. The year was 1981. And just in a really tough place, in a dark place. For whatever reason, I was going out drinking 4 to 5 times a week. And one of the signs of alcoholic is to drink alone, and I was drinking alone. And then even more scary is I was having blackouts. You know what blackouts are? Blackouts are where we don't realize, you know, like I'll wake up the next morning, I don't know how I got there. Talk about scary, driving my parents' car. I haven't told them, you know, to this day, so don't repeat this to anybody. But and I was having some dark thoughts. You ever had dark thoughts? I was at a place where I didn't know if I wanted to live anymore. Isn't that sad? You know, good family, good education, good values, all these different things. But I was just questioning the whole thing about life. And, you know, when you abuse alcohol, when you abuse drugs or abuse different things, it's just trying to cover pain. And Kenneth shared that in the video. I was a broken person. And I didn't know where to look for answers. I didn't know to look to the church. So right in the middle of that, I was invited to an evangelistic meeting by my brother who wasn't going to church. And we went to this big, it was the Metropolitan Sports Center in Minneapolis. And, you know, holds about 15,000 people. And there was maybe 5,000 people there that night. And just to, you know, be as far away from the preacher as possible, I sat in the very back row, way up in the bleachers. I mean, it seemed like I was miles away. You know, I was just so scared to be there and nervous about being there. And the preacher began to minister and read John 3:16 and began to talk about God's love. And it was like, I don't know if you ever had this, you know, the Bible calls it revelation. My eyes were just opened and I began to see God really for the first time. And I knew Bible stories. In high school we had Bible classes. And again, I went to church and did all the things I was supposed to do to be a good Christian. But I really didn't know Him. I didn't know that He wanted to know me, and I didn't know that He wanted to have a relationship with me. And so my eyes were opened, and I want to read some verses that just changed my life that night. It's found in Ephesians chapter 2. I'll just start reading in verse 1. It says, "And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of the air, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. Because of Adam's sin," going back to the garden, "we were born with a sinful nature." And going to church and doing good works or being raised right or all of our human effort can't change that sin nature. So what do? We're in a mess. And when I was 19, my life was in a mess. You ever been in a mess? You ever been hurting? You ever been, you know, at the end of your rope and you don't know what to do? You don't have any answers? But I love this next verse. But God. But God. And I want to say that to who's ever here today. You may be hurting, going through a trial or a tribulation, whether you're in church or not in church. But God. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us. That's what Christmas is about. It's about His great love. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So that amazing verse there found in this passage. For by grace you have been saved through faith. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Now I had heard about faith. Faith is confidence. It's trust. It's reliance on God. It's in believing in something that you don't hear. It's believing in His promises, believing in His Word. Trusting that more than circumstances. I had heard about that. I heard about being saved. The word saved means to save, to cure, to heal, to provide for, to keep safe and sound from danger. It means to give eternal life to. You know, there's life after this life. He gives us His eternal life. A new life. And I had heard about that, but that seemed really far away. Heaven seemed really far away. I had no idea how to get to heaven. But then he talked about grace. The minister that night. God's grace. And God's grace is unmerited favor. Everybody say that. Unmerited favor. Undeserved blessing, a free gift, a favor done without expectation of return. The only motive in the bounty and benevolence is that of the giver. It's because of the giver. It's nothing to do with your performance, what you do, what you can do, you know, your talents, your abilities. See, we live in a world where everything is earned. Everything is, you know, by our performance. And that's the family that I was raised in. And I think that I, at 19, had come to the end of that. I just didn't feel worthy. I just didn't feel good enough. I felt like God was mad at me. I felt like God was against me. Even though I was doing all these good things, but it just never seemed enough. And so when I heard about His grace, I heard about His favor, and it's a favor that has no expectations of anything in return. And this word favor, I mean, this word grace means to cause to rejoice. And so when I heard that night, sitting there in the back row there, my eyes just opened and I was just flooded with God's goodness. I was flooded with His love. That He loved me, that He cared for me, that He wasn't mad at me, that He wanted to forgive me of all my sins. And I learned later, but not only does He forgive, but He forgets. And so that in the service, they had us, those that wanted to come down for prayer. And I prayed a prayer that night that changed my life. But there's an old story, and I don't know if you've heard this. It's about a man who died and faced the angel Gabriel in the gates of heaven. And the angel said to the man, here's how it works. You need 100 points to get into heaven. It's like a game show here. You tell me all the good things you have done, and I'll give you a certain amount of points. And when you reach 100 points, then you can enter into heaven. All right, so the man, feeling really good about himself and what he had done, starts it off and he says, well, I've been married 50 years, married to the same woman. I've been faithful, been good to her, treated her good. I mean, never committed adultery, not even in my mind. And the angel says, well, that's really good. 3 points. Then he goes on to say, well, I attended church all my life, supported the church in my giving and in my time, and was really a blessing to the congregation. Looked out for Bobby Widener, which is a major job. I mean, was good in church. I told you it'd be a good sermon for you, Bobby. And the angel looks at him, 2 points. Now the man's starting to get nervous. I'm up to 5 points here. Then, okay, here's the kicker. The man's okay. He's gained his confidence back. He says, well, I started a shelter for the homeless. And over 100 times, we just blessed them and gave, gifts and food and all those different things during the Christmas season at different times. Looking at him, at the angel. Angel goes, 1 point. Wow. Now the guy is really desperate. And he makes this profound statement. He says, at this rate, the only way I'll get to heaven is by the grace of God. And the angel says, yes, come on in. I don't know today, maybe you're caught up in the point system. I know I was caught up in that. And again, I was falling way short because it's really more than 100 points. How many points is it? 1,000 points? 10,000? A million points? And in our goodness and all of our good deeds, we can never get all the points. So how are we going to enter into heaven? By grace. Saved by grace through faith. And that's our job today, is to believe, is to accept His salvation. He says, and it's a free gift. And God's offering us a free gift. And at Christmas time, we receive that. Receive His grace today. I don't care whether you've never heard this before or you've heard, every one of us needs His grace. We've heard that before. Every one of us is broken. I've been serving God for 30 years and I'm still broken. I still can't earn my way. I still need His grace. I still need His love. And it's amazing, the more I focus on that grace and the more I focus on that love, I mean, it just overwhelms my heart. That day, that night I got saved when I was 19, I had such joy such peace. I was rejoicing. I was different. I was changed. That grace changed me 30 years ago, and it's still changing me today. I can never forget that. It's His grace. I don't deserve any of it. My job is to believe. That's what faith is all about. That's what your job is, to believe. Receive His grace today. He's offering it, but He's a gentleman. He's not going to force it on you. You've got to be open and receive it. He loves you. He wants to bless you for all of eternity. He's thinking of ways to bless you. He's not bringing the pain and destruction and the hurt in this world, the chaos that's going on. That's the devil. My Bible says in John 10:10, it's the thief that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life, and life more abundantly. A life overflowing with good things. That's Jesus. And all of us, we really need to receive that best gift. We need to receive it. So I've got a scripture for you to act on today. It's a great scripture found in Hebrews 4. Put that up there, please. Hebrews 4 says this: Let us then fearlessly, amplified, and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of His favor, the throne where we don't deserve His goodness. It says, fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. So I encourage you today to go to the throne of grace. Go to the throne of grace. Receive His mercy. Receive His grace. And I would like everybody here to pray a prayer today. I think it would help you about receiving this grace. If you want to, you can bow your head. You can, my Catholic brothers and sisters, they keep their eyes open. My Baptist brothers and sisters, they'll bow their head. But let's just pray this. And everybody say this from your heart. Everybody here, say this from my heart. Say, Father in heaven, I come to the throne of grace. I receive Your unmerited favor. Forgive me for my mistakes. Save me from myself. Save me from the enemy. Thank You for the abundant life found in Jesus Christ. Thank You for eternal life. Empower me by Your grace to live the life You have planned for me. In Jesus' name, amen. And so I just wanted to encourage you today to receive that grace and to give that grace. I was at the Waffle House the other day and had a great breakfast and was with a friend. And my friend got the check and paid the bill and put a good tip on there. And we're standing there and I just felt prompted. You ever feel prompted to do things? No one was requiring and, no one asked me to do it. But I just pulled out a $20 bill and handed it to the waitress. And she was looking at me like, do you want change for this? She's trying to figure it out. You can't figure it out. There's no reason. It's just grace. It's an undeserved, I didn't know her. You know, we had a Christmas tree there in the lobby and had different names of, a six-year-old boy and different folks in the church that we want to bless. And you see out there, there's a tree with all these presents. People bought presents for people they don't even know who they are. They gave money to bless families. They don't even know who it is. That's just grace. And that comes from God. And that grace is available for every one of us. And when you let it in, it changes us. And we don't do good works to earn God's approval because we already have it. But that grace and that love comes in. But you don't want to know what? It flows, the overflow flows out towards others. So I just want to encourage you, in the midst of all this craziness during Christmas, be graceful. Be gracious. Give some undeserved blessings to people. It's going to change and touch their lives. Amen.